All right, so ready to dive deep into the world of sports psychology?
Always.
Awesome. Today we're going to be taking a close look at gymnastics and cheerleading.
Two sports that are
Right, just mind-blowing.
incredible, right? The athleticism.
It's amazing. We're going to be drawing on some insights from Davenport Psychology, their practice down in Florida,
Okay.
and we're basically going to try to figure out, like, what is going on in the minds of these athletes? What does it take to be mentally tough in these incredibly demanding disciplines?
Yeah. You know, it's easy to be captivated by the physical skill, the flips, the stunts.
Exactly.
It's all very in your face, right?
Yeah.
But what we often kind of miss is like, what is going on mentally in order to execute these skills, not only flawlessly, but safely?
You know, because we see gymnasts doing like these amazing flips and cheerleaders performing these complex stunts, you know, high in the air. And it's just like, what's going on in their minds when they're doing that?
Mental toughness.
Yeah.
That's the key.
But what is that like? What does that actually mean? I feel like sometimes it's like this vague term that we throw around.
Yeah, it's one of those terms.
Right.
But really, if you break it down, it's about how do you perform consistently at your best, even when the pressure is immense, right? And so that means developing the tools to deal with anxiety, to maintain your focus,
Yeah.
and to recover from setbacks. Because in any sport, you will have setbacks.
Absolutely. So it's like not just about like powering through, you know, fear or ignoring your nerves.
Exactly. It's about recognizing, okay, these feelings exist and I need a strategy to deal with them.
Yeah.
And that's where something like Davenport Psychology comes in, you know, with their mental training techniques. They work with a lot of gymnasts, for example, and one of the things they really focus on is helping gymnasts identify and challenge something called limiting beliefs.
Oh, yeah. Limiting beliefs.
You hear that term a lot,
Yeah.
but you know, what does it actually look like in, say, gymnastics?
Yeah. Give us an example.
So let's imagine a gymnast is learning a new skill on the uneven bars.
Okay.
Correct. Something really tough. A limiting belief might sound like, I'll never be able to do this, or I'm not strong enough, I'm just not cut out for this. And those
It
thoughts,
holds you back.
they become a mental block,
Absolutely.
and they can actually make it harder for the gymnast to progress.
So how does Davenport psychology like help them break through that?
Well, there are a lot of techniques. One of the things that they use a lot is something called cognitive reframing.
Cognitive reframing.
And it's all about helping the athlete recognize, like, hey, that's a negative thought pattern, and I'm going to consciously replace it with something more positive, something more empowering.
So instead of saying, I'll never be able to do this, it's more like, okay, this is challenging, but I can learn it.
Yeah.
This is hard, but I can improve.
I can do this.
I'm capable with practice.
Yeah.
And that little shift, that little change in mindset
Huge
can
difference.
make a huge difference. Right. I mean, it really shows how like crucial that mental game is.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've been talking about gymnasts who, of course, face immense pressure to perform
As individuals.
as individuals, but cheerleaders, they often have that same pressure, plus the added layer of team
Do you
dynamics.
mean?
Yeah, they're all working together,
Yeah.
their performance is
And you
synchronized.
need that trust, right?
Oh, trust is paramount.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's easy to kind of underestimate the demands of cheerleading because you see these incredible
You see them
stunts
up in the air,
high in the air.
and it's just like, wow.
But can you imagine being the flyer?
Right. And knowing that, like, your teammates are holding you up there.
Literally holding your safety in their
I mean,
hands.
that takes so much courage.
It really does. And that
We're
communication
getting there.
between the flyer, the bases, everyone,
Yeah.
it has to be so on point, both, you know, talking to each other and non-verbally.
Being so in sync.
So in sync, physically and mentally.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's amazing.
And then, you know, on top of that, you're also dealing with the fear of falling.
Right. Because it's a real
It's
fear.
a very real possibility.
And it's important for these athletes to acknowledge that and then say, okay, so how do I work with this?
Yeah.
It's not about pretending it doesn't exist,
Right.
it's about managing that anxiety.
So if you are an athlete who's struggling with these things, where can you go?
Well, places like Davenport Psychology, they offer a lot of different services. Individual therapy, counseling, even psychological testing.
So they can really pinpoint what you need.
Exactly. Figure out what's going on and then tailor the support. And something I think is really cool is they specialize in sports psychology and they even offer telehealth.
Oh, so you don't have to be in Florida.
Exactly. Location is not a barrier.
That's fantastic. And, you know, does that like virtual approach, does it require different techniques than in-person sessions?
You know, it's interesting. There are definitely unique considerations, but we found that a lot of the techniques, they translate really well. Things like mindfulness exercises, guided imagery, cognitive behavioral therapy, they can be just as effective online.
Hmm.
As long as the therapist is skilled in telehealth delivery, it's really all about creating that supportive safe space, whether it's in person or online.
That's great to know those resources exist.
Yeah.
So we've really explored how mental toughness plays this crucial role in gymnastics and cheerleading.
Yeah.
And it's not just about being, you know, strong or fearless. It's about having the tools to deal with, like, the mental challenges of these really challenging sports.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that, hey, the mental game is part of the game. Hmm. It's integral to athletic performance.
It is.
Which brings up the question, how can we as a community better support the mental well-being of these young athletes, especially in such demanding sports?
That's such a good point because, you know, oftentimes we're so busy celebrating their, like, physical achievements.
Medals, yeah. The trophy.
The wins. Yeah.
Right.
And we need to, like, recognize and support that mental strength it takes to get there.
Absolutely.
So, like, what can parents do? What can coaches do? Even what can fellow athletes do to create that, like, positive and supportive environment?
Yeah.
Where mental health is just as important as, you know, physical strength.
I think that's the key, right? Creating that environment where it's okay to talk about these things.
Where it's okay to not be okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It takes a village to raise a well-rounded athlete.
And on that note, I think we'll leave it there for today.
Lots to think about.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into, you know, the world of sports psychology.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure. And until next time.
See you later.